Well, this is a great night. And I was thinking as Ron was talking about these DVDs, I am so nervous about that. We have not gone without meeting on a Sunday in 20 years. And we just thought it was going to be one of those times where you're all going to say, it's Christmas, it's Sunday, do we stay at home, so we go to church? And we said, you know what, we just want to have the greatest impact possible in sharing God's word. And so here's what I'd like to ask you to do. We got like 400 of those suckers, okay? And I am not taking anyone home. You will not be able to sell these on eBay for a dime on the 26th, okay? They are obsolete after tomorrow. So I want you to take them, give them to your neighbors, give them to your dog, anybody, okay? And this is how you do it, though, because we were talking about this. We say, if you want your family to watch this, it's about 10 minutes long, okay? 10 minutes long, and our prayer is that it's going to have a great impact. But let me just give you just a lesson on how you share this with your family. Because if you say tomorrow, hey, we'd like you to watch a video of our pastor and our worship team, what do you think? What are they going to say? Yeah, your family too, right? So this is what you say. You say, hey, who'd like to go to church today? Oh, we don't want to do that. Well, would you like to watch a 10-minute video instead? Oh, okay, that's great. Okay, that's how you do it, okay? So you just, it's all about marketing, I guess. But so here's the thing. How many of you have been on the Disneyland Small World ride? Just out of curiosity. So you don't have to sing with me, but you've heard the tune a million times, right? The reason I know this tune so well is when I was about 10 years old, we went to Disneyland, and my family was stuck on that ride for 2.5 hours. And we were right in the middle of that song from that song, and they couldn't turn the sound off. 2.5 hours of that song. And so I still have nightmares about it, you know, because it was right by, you know, the little Eskimo. Anyway, it's a world of laughter, a world of tears. It's a world of hope. It's a world of fears. There's so much that we share that it's time we're aware. It's a small world after all. You guys are really into this. That's like, yeah. So this is quite a festive group tonight. And so here's the thing. You know, I think of that song, and it just drives me insane. But here's the thing about that song. They got it wrong, and they got it right. So they got it wrong because it's not such a small world. By the way, I checked on Google, so I know this is accurate. There are 7.5 billion people in the world. It's not a small world after all. But here's where they got it right. It's a world of laughter. It's a world of tears. It's a world of hope. It's a world of fears. And see, that's the whole point of tonight. We believe that Christmas is for everyone, the whole world, that God came into this world for the whole world. And this isn't just for Clayton, it's just not for California, but the thing is that you think of that song, hopefully you don't think of it much longer, but you think of how do you address such a mess? And who can do anything about it? Who actually cares? And the answer is found in just 5 words. For God so loved the world. You see, God sees our laughter. He sees our tears. He sees our hopes. He sees our fears. And he wanted us to know that he was willing to give his very best to meet us in our places of need. He wanted to demonstrate his love for each and every person. Each and every person here, each and every person in this town, each and every person in this state, each and every person in the United States, each and every person in the entire world. You see, he wanted to demonstrate his love for the youngest and the oldest, those of different backgrounds, races, languages, and beliefs. The rich, the poor, the good, the bad. Here comes the Democrat, the Republican. I know, we're rushing it now. Did I tell you about that video? Anyway, those who love him and those who reject his love. He wants us to be assured of his ferocious love that is beyond our understanding and even belief. But here's the thing, how do you know it's true?
How do we know that God truly loves the entire world? How do we know that Christmas is for everyone? Because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. I've been watching Brian up here. You think he hears me right now? Oh, okay, just check. I was just checking. Just check it. And you know, it's interesting. Jamie met Brian at an event and invited him to come to a night of worship. And then we said, Brian, would you come back? And one of the things I know about Brian is Brian is very prophetic in what he does. In other words, he usually doesn't come with too much of a plan. He just does what God tells him to do. And I find it amazing that how we see this incredible love of God is that not only would Father God give his one and only son to come into this world, but he would have him give his life for the things we've done wrong, for you and for me. And so when I see that God, Father God, would give his precious, his only, one and only for the world, to me that's proof positive that his incredible love was and is genuine. He wants to see he's real, not by threatening or overwhelming us, not by sending a great army to force us love him, but God sent his one and only son into the world as a small child so we would accept him, we would hold him, we would speak to him. Father God wanted us to meet his son in the most unassuming way and the most non-threatening way possible. And here's the thing. He asks us only one thing in return. And if you read through the scripture, the very next words are just words I pray will just stick with you forever. That whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. You see, all he asks is that we believe in him, that we allow him to embrace us and hold us tight, to let down our guards and make room for him in our hearts, our lives, our day-to-day experiences, our hopes, our joys, our sorrows, and our hurts, so we might know his love, joy, and peace for our entire lives and beyond. And not just for a Christmas Eve service, but every single day. You know, I think a lot of people believe that if there's a God, he's out to kill my fun. He's going to judge me. But God is not the cosmic killjoy you might make him out to be. I believe God's heart is for you and for me. And this is why I believe this, because you see, the very next verse says this, and it's just interesting. I'm trying to read this, and I don't have any light except for this green thing, and I feel like I'm in a Wizard of Oz movie. So I might be doing a lot of this, and I hope you forgive me for that. But I'd rather say the right words than just start singing the Wizard of Oz song next. Verse 17 says, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And see, here's the thing. What is God saving us from? A life without his presence. A life without his guidance. A life without his love. A life free from our own self-hatred and destruction. Someone once said, if we are to be saved, God must take the initiative. And he has taken the initiative, for he has sent his son. And in the son, we see heaven open, the heart of God, which is love revealed. You see, I think a lot of people think that God came in this world so we can be put in our place, so we can be condemned, so we can be judged. And here's the thing. I want you to know this, is that the reason that we are here tonight as church leadership is not because we wanted you to come here so we could just put you in your place. Not so you could come here and we could say, hey, saw you last Easter. Not any of that. You see, our motives are just very simple. Okay? Because every person that's been on this stage, every one of our leaders, every person that's involved in the leadership of Clayton Community Church has experienced the same thing. We are people who are broken. We are people who hurt. We are people who have been lonely and disappointed. We are people who have experienced great loss. We are people who have gone through some agonizing things that you may not see, but it's all there. And all I know is that in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our loss, in the midst of our hurt, God saved us from drowning. He was the only one who could do it. You see, some of you right now just feel like you're treading water. Some of you feel like you are in way over your heads. And we're not here tonight to put on a show. I got a Facebook post from a friend who lives in Las Vegas. Now there are good churches in Las Vegas, and he's showing me this great circus spectacular, Christmas spectacular, and on the stage there's a live nativity, and they've got like glitter coming down, right? So the glitter's coming down. They've got Mary and Joseph, and they have a real baby. No one would let me hold their baby, and they got a real baby. And then you look up, and they're acrobats, they're angels, and they're doing all sorts of things. And I'm thinking, wow, what a show! But you know what? I know that church, and I know those leaders. And like our church, we just wanted to give our very best here tonight, because as Brian is painting right now, we want you to know the heart of God as we know the heart of God. Oh, I am so desperate for you to know Jesus. I'm so desperate for you to know his love. Because I think that right now, that in the midst of all the presents, in the midst of all the gifts, and those are all good things, that my hope is that after the presents are open and you're wondering, well, what's the next gift? What's the next celebration? That you know that God is still there, still waiting, still wanting to rescue you from drowning, still wanting to embrace you and hold you in his arms, still wanting you to see that his son is real. He did not come to condemn you. He came to save you. He came to embrace you. He came to love you. And tonight is the night I pray that you will see and experience God's incredible love for you. Allow him to hold you close in the midst of your pain, in the midst of your sorrow, in the midst of your worries, in the midst of your weariness. We are saved when we believe in him. Verse 18 says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Now here's one problem. There's no way to get around that part. That just as many will welcome the coming of Jesus in this world this Christmas, there are many who will not believe. They'll reject this great Christmas gift God offers us. The Bible puts it this way. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. You see, some of us want to try and cover up. We think God doesn't know. We think maybe we can hide it from him. And so we do the great bluff, right? Some claim to love God, but they've set their wills against Jesus. They've closed themselves off. Light has come to the world, but yet they'd rather hide in the darkness. And I'll tell you, tonight, here's the thing. It's your choice. It is your choice. You can keep stumbling around in the dark because you're afraid God will discover who you really are, warts and all, or you can just say, you know what, I don't deserve this gift, but I want it. Oh, I want it. And that's why we're here tonight, to let you know that God is offering you the greatest gift of all. And it's yours for the taking. If you'll only accept and believe the truth of Jesus. You see, now is the time to accept the truth and light of Jesus and ask him to come into your life. Light. Life. Whoever lives by the truth comes in the light. John 3:21 says, so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. You see, the choice you make here tonight about what you will do with Jesus is plainly seen. It's plainly seen. It's clear to all. But our prayer is that you will not leave tonight until that choice is clear. You see, this is Jesus. This is Jesus who was born in a manger. This is Jesus who came into this world intentionally, specifically, so that you might know that God is real. And what you see here is God's heart for the world. But let's take it a little smaller. What you see here is God's heart for you. God loves you so much that he would go to this incredible effort just so you would know him. And I wonder how that impacts you. I wonder how that touches you. You can blow it off, or you can say, yes, God, I choose you. That's the Christmas gift we have to offer tonight. And I love this passage because it says, this is the verdict. Light has come in the world. And so what we wanted to do, we do this every year. And people say, why do you light the candle? And I hope none of you ended up sitting on your candle. That's a candle on that seat. We have these candles because we want to declare the world that Jesus Christ has come to be the light of the world. And that when we put our trust in him, the light casts out the darkness. And we have beheld his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, full of truth and full of life. How old are you?
Eight.
You will not set this place on fire? Okay, just checking, just checking. Boy, that was quite a look you just gave me. I was just impressed. Thanks, you're not giving me a look at all, so I'll light yours right away. Yeah. So you see, these candles represent the light of Christ, which casts out the darkness. And so tonight, we celebrate that light. And feel free, those of you who have a lit candle, just keep going back, because if it's just all on me, we're going to be here till New Year's. Yeah? Hi. You guys ready? Okay. Can we turn off the lights in the back? Okay. Would you stand with us?